Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for getting up with us here on the Michael Van Tool Show here on blogtalkradio.com, live podcast, the Inspirational Community Affairs program made in cooperation with Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights. Matter of fact, Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming up in about a half hour to this morning on this program. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet, and Regina, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Brenda D. Davis, an associate broker at Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate, and, of course, the new Hallway Industrial Cleaning, White Glove Clean. I'll be talking about that a little bit later, too, on the program. All right, the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First of all, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
Yes, absolutely. And from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen, Chaplain Kathy, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Amen. Good morning to those that would be here and that are not here. Online, amen, and good morning to Detroit, and shout out to the missionary, amen. I can't wait to hear her voice.
Absolutely, and from Greater Pentecostal, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist Christy.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, team, and good morning to our listening audience.
Excuse me. Let me just say right off the bat, you know, we were wondering, okay, is Missionary Humphrey going to have a banquet, birthday banquet? When is the next time? It's been a few years now because of COVID and all that. But guess what? We're having a reception for Missionary Hattie Humphrey Saturday, March 19th, okay? Like 1 week from today. Tickets are available on eventbrite.com, so go on there and purchase your tickets. We're going to be sending I don't know how many links out today, and it's also we also put a promo on the promos for this show that tickets are now available for Missionary Humphrey's birthday reception, and it will be Saturday, March 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Hotel St. Regis on West East Grand Boulevard in Detroit. So we're excited about that. And it's been a while. We haven't had a birthday banquet since 2019. So way overdue. Yes, way overdue. And so things are starting, just gradually, slowly starting to get back. I still don't think things are going to be back anywhere close to normal, not even this year, but it's going to be, you know, gradually more and more. And I think we're going to hopefully see this pandemic fade away. It's been around enough. I didn't think it was going to be around this long. Yes. So as I said, Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in a few minutes. We've got news and weather coming up. Let me give a shout out to Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. national member of the National Black Lawyers Association Top 100, one of the top 100 national trial lawyers in the country, one of the best personal injury attorneys in the country, top lawyer on Global Who's Who, a fellow at the Litigation Council of America. Oh, my God, the list goes on and on. And I just remember the list of awards from when I first met him, and it has grown since then. So not only for pedestrian injuries, brain injuries, motorcycle accidents, truck accidents, car crashes, wrongful death, police misconduct, civil litigation, but attorney Johnny Hawkins also handles guardianships, conservatorships. If you need an attorney, I'm telling you, please let him know. Let me know. I'll call him for you and put him in touch with your, you know, so we can refer him to people that you know. Because, you know, let me tell you how it works. If people call him that were listening to this show or that know me and the program, that means he's going to sponsor me, continue to sponsor me. And he sponsored me since 2019. So I would like him to continue to sponsor me. So if you've got friends, relatives, associates, coworkers that you know need an attorney, or anybody, even if you don't know them and they, you know, had a big problem, car accident, something like that, tell them to call the Warrior Lawyer. But tell them also that you heard it on the Michael Van Tool Show or Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey or Be in the Driver's Seat with Regina, the Queen of Carlos. Tell them any of that, and that would help. Speaking of Regina, if you're looking to buy a new car, here's the number to buy from Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Carlones, 248-218-9808. We had a couple of on this morning on the Praise Network. It was all about budgeting and what this war in Ukraine, the impact it's having on our finances here in America. All right. So if your company would like to join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights, Be in the Driver's Seat, or the Michael Van Tool Show, call this number, 248-516-8300. Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 20 minutes. When we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the latest in news and weather after these messages.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones. From auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services, it's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Okay, we're back. You know, there's a couple of ways that you can listen to the Michael Van Tool Show. One of them is to go to blogtalkradio.com, get the link on my Facebook page, the Michael Van Tool Show Facebook page, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group Facebook page, and click on to the promo, and it'll take you right to the show. And you can also call in at 563-999-3557 to listen or to make a comment. In the news this morning, here's an update on Ukraine. The Pope is pleading with Russia to stop its attacks on Ukraine. In a prayer in St. Peter's Square Sunday, the Pope said, "In the name of God, stop the attacks on Ukraine. Let the cries of those who suffer be heard, and let the bombings and attacks cease." Russia is expanding the war westward now to include areas he hasn't attacked before, including military bases in Ukraine. Some attacks have come as close as 12 miles from the Polish border. Russia is using missiles and jets to attack populated areas in a strategy aimed at complete slaughter of Ukrainian citizens. The relentless onslaught includes Russian troop advances, illegal weapons, massive shelling, and now the introduction of weapons aimed at vaporizing human flesh. In Dubai, news sources in Dubai says that Saudi Arabia on Saturday executed 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups, the largest known mass execution carried out in the kingdom in its modern history. The number of executed surpassed even the toll of January 1980, when 63 militants were convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in Mecca back in 1975, the worst ever militant attack on Saudi Arabia. It wasn't clear why the kingdom chose Saturday for the executions, though they came as much of the world's attention remained focused on Russia's war on Ukraine, and as the U.S. hopes to lower record-high gasoline prices as energy prices spike worldwide. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson reportedly plans a trip to Saudi Arabia next week over oil prices as well. The number of death penalty cases being carried out in Saudi Arabia had dropped during the pandemic, though the kingdom continued to behead convicts under King Salman and his assertive son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Excuse me. We are saddened to report the passing of Tracy Braxton, who has died from cancer at the age of 50. TMZ reports Kevin Surratt, Tracy's husband, confirmed with the online publication that we have come to a time where we must inform the public after a year of privately undergoing a series of treatments for cancer, our beloved Tracy Braxton has gone to glory. TMZ also reports that Tracy had been enduring a quiet battle with the disease for the past year and that her sisters, mom, friends, and of course, famous sister, Toni Braxton, were by her side when she passed. All right, let's switch gears now. But I had to, it's just you know, the news, some of the news was not all that, you know, happy news this morning, but let's switch gears and go to Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kimberly.
Good morning, everyone. And yes, Ukraine is still on our hearts and our minds, and we still send our prayers to them that they will be able to endure and be victorious in this situation. And we pray and hope that Putin's heart will soften and that he will stop this senseless war. But I do have a feel-good story, and it's related to Ukraine. People are booking so many Airbnbs in Ukraine, they raise $2 million for hosts in need and never even check in. From March 2nd to March 3rd, people from around the world booked 61,000 nights in Ukrainian cities via Airbnb, likely not one ever planning to check in or reschedule. It's part of a creative social media campaign to channel funds into besieged cities where something like aid drops or supply trucks can't reach. And it has seen $1.9 million raised for Ukrainians in just those 48 hours. In the Ukrainian capital city of Kiev, Volodymyr Bondarenko had 10 people book into his room in a single day. This was surprising. It's very supportive at the moment, the 36-year-old said. He told CNN early Friday, I told many of my relatives and friends that I plan to use this money to help our people who need it at this time. Airbnb has said it is offering temporary housing in neighboring countries to up to 100,000 Ukrainians who are fleeing. It's also waiving guest and host fees in the country to support individuals donating. We are so humbled by the inspiring generosity of our community during this moment of crisis, said Haven Thorne, a company spokesperson. He asked those willing to help by hosting Ukrainians or donating to their efforts to visit Airbnb's website to find additional ways to support or information. One way anyone can help is by opening their home to Ukrainian refugees as an Airbnb host for Cover You with AirCover, a $1 million hosting insurance policy. Airbnb also partners with nonprofits and charities to help contribute to the guests' basic needs. The hospitality service isn't the only community-based service that is helping out. Etsy has decided to cancel the current balances owed to Etsy by all sellers in Ukraine, which includes listing fees, transaction fees, advertising fees, and more, which total a roughly $4 million relief package, pledging the house down. An online portal in Ireland for hosting refugees crashed Monday night after receiving more than 4,000 pledges. This is an amazing story. When I saw it, I thought, wow, these are things that we can do as ordinary citizens. And Michael, I always have a scripture, and I have another one today. But if someone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but refuses to help, how can the love of God dwell in a person like that? 1 John 3:17. Many Americans said, what can we do? And they booked Airbnb rooms and houses and places to stay without having to check in to raise dollars for besieged cities. That was a blessing, and that's awesome.
Yes, well said. And, you know, I think a lot of Americans, I know you all have felt this way before, you know, and we can always pray, and that's one thing too. But sometimes it's very frustrating, and we wish we could do more when we see these things happening around the world. You wonder, what could you do to help those people? It's pure evil going on. Yeah. This is of biblical proportions. Some of these stories of those kings of the past that were ruthless, that went in and just killed mercilessly, that's what's going on now. We've read about these in the Bible. This has been in the Bible days. You know, and you wonder, how could somebody be so vicious as to go in and burn everything down, kill everybody? That is pure evil, and that is exactly what's going on right now over in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Of course, our hearts are still with the people of Ukraine with all that's going on in the world. So we're just continuing to pray for them. Thank you, Kimberly, for giving us some options and some ways to help. I know that the company that I work for, we have some fundraising efforts going on to help individuals over there. So thank you for giving us additional ways to help and support. I just had a quick thought this morning. And I know Missionary is coming on really soon. I'm looking forward to being on with her. You know, we had to change our clock. For most of us, it automatically changes, and we don't have to think twice about it, except for the fact that we should go to bed a little bit earlier if you need to sleep, like me.
Right.
I really enjoyed my sleep. But the scripture came to mind this morning, Isaiah 43 and 19, and it just simply says, "Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And it talks about, the scripture talks about forgetting the things of the old, not considering the things of the old or the former things. To me, if I can just draw out really quick from this, it's time for us to spring forth into new things. So if you're already loving, spring forth into more love. Spring forth into your joy. You know, we live in Michigan, and the weather is up and down. I don't know where the snow came from the other day. I don't remember Kimberly telling me that it was going to snow on Friday. I rely heavily on her for the weather report because I don't watch a lot of television. But snow came out of nowhere. But I'm like, it's okay. We're changing the time. We're springing forth. And that's letting me know that the seasons are about to change. So I need to make some adjustments in my life. So spring forth into love. Spring forth into joy. Spring forth into peace. Spring forth into more prayer, worship, and devotion. If you don't have a lot of time in your day, take 5 minutes. There's a group, there's a church in Florida, they pray every hour for 60 seconds. If you don't have a lot of time, take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes, take 2 minutes, and find a way to show love, show kindness, say a prayer, and just be good to others. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to find a way to spring forth and show kindness to someone today. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I'm going to make it happen.
Great.
Those are my thoughts.
Thank you. Inspiring. Yes. Inspiring and a challenge to all of us too. Great. Thank you. Chaplain Kathy.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Shout out to the team. Amen. Shout out to the team. I'm so glad, first of all, that you guys made it so simple for me. You know what I'm saying?
On
me coming in, it was so easy. It was so easy
good.
For me.
She didn't make
normally,
it too tough. She didn't preach a sermon right before you came on, did she?
Yeah, she did it. She did it. She made it clear. Because it's amazing because, Mike, you and I was just speaking about that, how we, even though we know in advance that we have to change the clock back or move it up at 2 o'clock.
Now, you talking about somebody, you messing with people already this morning now.
No, see, I think it's going to be good that I shoot it off first, right, so that way they can go ahead and jump on it instead of them shooting at me. You feel me? So it's one thing to know that even though we know that we have to do it, even though some of our phones and our electronics does it automatically, we still find ourselves, angry at the fact that we missed that time. So I love what you said, sis, when you said that we have to prepare in a way to get going to bed even a little earlier. You know what I'm saying? An hour earlier than what we would normally do, and we're going to lose that hour. I'm encouraging us to consider that. Exactly.
So you're saying
you
it ain't no surprise, huh? It ain't no
surprise. It's not no surprise. We know that it's coming. A lot of stuff that we know that is coming that we can prepare ourselves for, but yet when without proper preparation, we're going to always end up preventing poor performance. It'll prevent poor performance if you have proper preparation. So we have to not only knowing that we have to change the time, we have to prepare for the time that's going to be changed. And that's why it's important to have God in our lives in all things, not just with the time changing, but throughout your life. It's important to have God because even though we know something coming, we still don't, we still not prepared for it.
Wow. Oh, there. Okay, look like you got the
Amen.
Preaching mantle today.
Yes.
Wow.
Did you know it?
So even though we know, we still don't. You know, that's like that. Now let me. I don't want to get out my lane here, but it's like you're driving down the street and it says the bridge is out ahead, and you don't.
That's right.
You don't slow down and you don't try to get off the highway until it's too late. And next thing you know, you should have took the exit back then. You know, we had the signs been warning you that the bridge has been out for the past half hour. We got all the signs, and we still go right into the river.
It's just like somebody seeing the light go from green to yellow, and the first thing they do, they want to speed up. So I'm gonna make this yellow light. You know what I'm saying? You got the warning sign right there. You go before the judge, and the judge say, "What does yellow light mean?" If you say keep going, he gonna say, "No, it doesn't." The yellow light means to stop, and that red light finalized what the yellow light represented. Period. Nobody should be zooming through no yellow light. Nobody should say, "I see it," and bam, I'm gonna go ahead and try to make this yellow light. That's not the purpose of that yellow light. That's
it's
a warning.
Caution.
Sign.
Caution to slow down. Not to speed up.
It's a caution that slows us down, but you should be willing to stop. You should be willing to stop on the yellow light because what happens after the yellow light? It's instantly
red.
It's a red light. So therefore, your mindset, when I see yellow, that's the preparation that's going to prevent poor performance because you're going to condition yourself now to say, I know what's coming. I wish I had some help on here. I know what's coming after this yellow light. I can't do nothing but stop. So when we, even in relationships, you hear her telling you to stop. Stop before she stop you. You see, that's how come a lot, I don't know why I just jumped there, but that's how come a lot of marriages go bad. It's because
people don't
heed to the yellow warning sign.
I feel
they
like
don't know
I'm
how
in
to
sun,
stop the yellow.
School. Is this Sunday school
Amen.
This morning? Because it feels like
they
it.
Mike, they won't stop at yellow. They won't stop at yellow, man. They push the bucket. And now you wonder why your relationship is a shipless relation. Well, you did that. Yeah, it ain't a relationship no more. It's a shipless relation that you're in. You understand me? And then men and women, we need to stop. And I'm going to say this and get off. We need to stop treating our wives and our husbands like we are still in a relationship and remember that we're men. I wish I had a little more help in here. You hear me?
Amen.
Stop treating your marriage like it's a relationship. And stop treating your relationship like it's a marriage.
That's right.
It's a
That's
difference
right.
in those
Speak
two.
On the
yes, folks don't do that all the time.
Okay.
If this is just your friend, let that be your friend. Stop with the bestie thing. You got 15 besties. Stop
That's
all
right
of that because these positions, these titles, these labels that you give unto people, there's a level of expectation that comes with that. I wish I had just a little more help on here today. Amen.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to leave it alone. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is of this world. And we rely on that voice that we hear when we say something to ourselves silently. If you say to yourself, I love the Lord, silently, you hear it. That's because
right.
the Lord is saying, I love you too. I wish I had just a little more help on here. God bless you today.
Wow. Okay. Chaplain, He's the one who gave us the sermon this morning. Wow.
He went in,
see,
didn't he?
Look what happens sometimes. You know?
Bless you.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you for blessing us, Chaplain. All right. Let's go. Oh, let's go to weather. Missionary Humphrey is coming up in a. Let's do weather before we go to community highlights. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Okay. Good morning. So today it's currently 20 degrees, and if you see snowflakes outside of your window, don't be dismayed. Today we are expecting a high of 43, a low of 33 with scattered snow showers. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 53 and a low of 33. On Tuesday, amen. Don't go far, Chaplain. I need your help. Tuesday, partly cloudy. It's going to be 50 with a high of 50 with a low of 35. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 59, a low of 43.
Yeah.
And on Thursday, hallelujah, I wish I had some help up in here. It's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 64. With a high of 64.
Yeah.
46 degrees for the low. Amen. On Friday, more scattered showers with a high of 57 and a low of 38. And on Saturday,
rain with
a high of 52 and a low of 34.
Bless
so,
us, Lord.
Evangelist, no snow except for today. So just be prepared. Get your umbrella.
So,
and that's
so when is it going to start warming back up? Because we're
tomorrow.
It's freezing now. Oh, tomorrow? Okay.
Yes, it's
okay.
Freezing. Yes, we're gonna have a high of 53 on Monday, and by Thursday we'll have a high of 64, and then by next Saturday the high will only get up to 52, but we'll still be in a warm cycle. So this week we're having a warm cycle. You know, we're in the up and down transition from winter to spring.
Great. All right. Thank you for that glowing report and that good news. And now a lady who has good news for us on Community Highlights. This is an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pasco. You can reach him at 7750. And Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And now a lady who's a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from St. Louis to Arkansas. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Mecca, and to our audience. I just want to say this. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning and now forevermore. I bless our peoples everywhere. It's so good to be with the team. God bless all of you, my children.
Yes, and the team is here. Let's go down the list first. We just want to say that we miss Henrietta Ivy this morning. She's got her new business with her home care, and Sundays are people need care on Sundays too. Okay, so she is doing her work, and it's not just work. It needs to be done. People need care. People need care. Okay, so we are wishing her well this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is here, our lifestyle editor, author, and speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. It's so great to be on air with you and to hear your voice. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, a prophetess, a minister, songstress. Good morning, Evangelist from Greater Pentecostal.
Good morning to our amazing team. Good morning, missionary. It's a pleasure to be on with you today. And good morning to our listening audience.
And from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Kathy. Chaplain Kathy, good morning, part of the Sunday morning team.
Good morning to the team. Good morning to you, Mike. I tell you, good morning to Detroit, but I could not wait to hear them. Hello, mother. Hello, hello, missionary. God bless you.
Good
God
morning.
Bless
you. Amen.
Yes. What an introduction. Appreciate that.
Well,
would you say missionary?
They made my day. I tell you, bless this team. And the whole world blessed his team. God bless.
You are almost
got the best makeup than ever before.
You were almost
Amen.
Speechless
that's,
there.
That's seen that
did,
before.
She was speechless. Nothing. Didn't know what to say behind that. Yes. All right. Well, we're gonna go to our hotline this morning and connect and talk to some people on our line. But I did want to say this, that I am so happy to announce, you know, we haven't had missionary, the Friends of Community Highlights, the Friends of Missionary, we haven't been able to have a birthday celebration for you since 2019. And finally, 2022, the pandemic could not stop you. We are here, and Saturday, March 19th at the St. Regis Hotel, we are going to be celebrating at a reception for Missionary Humphrey. Tickets are available on Eventbrite.com. They're $50. And then there will be a complete meal. So we're looking forward to this. We've got a week to go. I'm so excited. And I said, you know, whatever we do, we got to get this banquet in, and my team and I were working hard to get this done. And of course, Monique Marks from Franklin Wright and I have been working on this to get this celebration going. So we're so excited. So let me give you that link again. It's go to eventbrite.com, and it's the Missionary Humphrey's birthday reception. So just search for Missionary Hattie Humphrey birthday reception, and you'll find it. But I'm going to be – I can also mail you a link, and I think all of you have gotten the link so far. If I had your email address, I think you've gotten the link already in your mail. I just sent another batch of emails out this morning, too. All right. Let's hear from our Sunday morning team member at large, Mr. Greg Burkhardt. Good morning, Mr. Burkhardt. Thanks for calling in to Community Highlights with the world-famous missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Good morning, everybody. So great to hear about Hattie's birthday celebration. So love looking forward to that. Last time I talked a little about St. Valentine, and today with St. Patrick's Day coming, I thought I'd get a little background on St. Patrick.
Well, we like your little history lessons, Greg. We like your little history lessons because I learned a lot. I didn't even know about, like, it was a real person on Valentine's Day. So that was very, very informative. So we look to you now, you know, part of our research. You're our research department now.
Right. Our historian.
Yes, historian.
That's right. So I thought I'd go back and look into this a bit. And St. Patrick was born about 400 years after Jesus in Britain that was ruled at that time by Rome. At the age of 16, he was kidnapped and taken to Ireland as a slave. After 6 years of hard labor, he escaped his captors, but later he returned back to Ireland to convert the Irish people to Christianity. And, you know, and that became his mission in life. In his teaching, he was known to use the shamrock with its three petals to explain the Holy Trinity. And now, as we all know, the shamrock has become the symbol of Christianity in Ireland. So little back, and I never knew that about how the shamrock was and how it was used and things like that.
So Greg,
I thought that
Greg,
was interesting.
How did it turn out to be one of the biggest drinking days in history now? How did that happen?
Exactly.
Now, everything evolves over time, you know, and that's probably why people forgot about what the Shamrock stood for. They drank too much.
Right.
Where all that green beer come from?
You know, everybody wants to turn it into a party now. You know what I stumbled on the other day, and you all might have already known this, but you know I live a sheltered life. But I did not know that some of these wakes and repasts has turned into parties now. So if I got invited to one last summer. It was in somebody's backyard out in West Bloomfield. And if there was a barbecue, there was food, there was a tent set up, there was a DJ and music. And if it wasn't for the sign out front that said in memoriam and it had somebody's picture and their birth date and date of death, I would not have known that it was a wake. It had the same feel of a backyard party. It just seems like a lot of stuff gets watered down and turned into something. It's just turned into another excuse for a party. It's a little, you know, it takes a little while for me to get used to this, but have any of you gone to those type of repasses that turns into like a party with a DJ?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
So for me, it was a very good friend of mine many, many years ago, and she had battled cancer 3 times. The third time it came back and it had taken her life. And her daughter specifically said, and we all knew this as her good friends, she did not want any of us to mourn. She wanted us to celebrate and dance. She loved to dance. And so they played her favorite music, and we all danced at her at the celebration post-funeral. And it was fitting for her. Now, Michael, I understand what you're saying. I don't know about your situation, but I guess for the person, if that's their wish, that you celebrate instead of mourn, I've heard people say that, then I guess you honor that wish in whatever way that they say.
I would like to add, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that
Amen.
Should be celebrated. That should be celebrated. A lot of folk that I know, and it's in the African American communities more so. What we do that because a lot of us don't have family reunions, and then we get a chance now to see this cousin or this distant sister or brother or auntie whom we haven't seen in a while, and I think that it's to be celebrated even in death. Then I think that's what a lot of people, you know, change it over into that particular atmosphere. It doesn't take away from the dynamic of the memoriam or the person that passed. It just simply says, you know, I will celebrate. That's all.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. You know what else has changed over the years, too? The graduation rituals, the graduation parties and things like that, that has changed, too. There's some things like, you know, like when you get this throne chair and sit it in front of the house and your teenage graduate sits in the chair and they take pictures, you know, make you look like a king or a queen, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of little things that have changed over the years. Maybe I'm just getting older. Missionary, maybe I'm getting older or something.
Yeah, you got your... You all got your mojo going, and things have changed and will be changing. But
yes.
You know,
Greg,
if you keep, go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell Greg Burkhardt thanks for, you know, that information and stimulating our conversation here this morning. You got us talking this morning.
No, and I appreciate it. And, of course, the important birthday this month is for missionary Hattie Humphrey. So that's the real celebration.
Right. Yes, and we are going to party and celebrate and dance and all that, too. So you're right. Go ahead, missionary.
I thank God for all of you and thank God for the whole committee. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And this is the day that the Lord, and while I'm talking, we want to remember Jonathan Cartwright passed away.
Oh, yes.
We buried him yesterday. So many of our friends have gone. Jonathan was a good friend to all of us. You know him. At Wayne Community College and the family.
Yes. let me make a couple of comments, and then we'll go. I want to hear from the Sunday morning team, because I'm getting all choked up here, and I need to let somebody else talk. I just want to say that Attorney Cliff Paschal is our attorney of choice here on Community Highlights. He's an expert in professional negligence, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, civil rights, and much more. They're a full-service national law firm based here in Metro Detroit, actually a few doors down from Community Highlights here in Southfield, our main office here in Southfield. We can walk there to Cliff Paschal from here. His numbers is 248-353-7750, and I know he is enjoying some time in Florida at the moment. I just spoke with him within the past couple of days. Franklin Wright Settlements, one of my favorite organizations of all time. Their mission is to help Detroit neighborhoods, families, individuals, groups, the community with basic family, life, and social needs. And it's led by this great, great leader, President and CEO Monique Marks. If you would like to support the organization, call Dion at 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000, Franklin Wright Settlements. And, of course, they are part sponsors here of Community Highlights with missionary Hattie Humphrey. All right, let me take a break and let me turn it over to the Sunday morning team. Let's hear from Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So good morning, and good morning again, missionary. So I have another scripture, Michael. 1 John 3:18. Little children, let's not love with words or but with action and truth. You know, everything that we've been talking about today about being sure that we see the signs and pay attention to what God is telling us is all about action, and it's about truth. And many times we fall short in following our fear or not wanting to listen or whatever it is. Let's continue to love on one another in the spirit and truth and love. And let's continue to show our actions and our truth in our daily life. Let's be prepared. Let's watch for the signs. That was a great message this morning between Evangelist and Chaplain Kathy, because that's exactly it. When we talk about relationships, and I listen to women saying, well, you know, we're not married, but we are married. And I'm like, no, you're not married. That's something different. So, Chaplain, you spoke on something this morning, because marriage, that's a whole nother thing. But let's remember to not just love with words or speech, but with action and truth, and let our light shine before others so that they can see God in us.
Great. Thank you, Kimberly. Evangelist Christy Laster.
Well said, Kimberly. Well said. Action and truth. That is so beautiful. When you think about love just in general, first of all, I'd like to say I am thankful for the opportunity to have this beautiful Sunday morning team and to be on with missionary Hattie Humphrey. And I do indeed love her. She's just such an amazing woman. For her to just call and check on me, I'm like, it's just me, you know. I'm just okay,
man.
Doing life. It's just me. And she checks on us. She checks on my dad. She's concerned about my family. I really appreciate that. So I just want to say happy birthday in advance to missionary. And I want to be that individual that expresses and shows love and kindness. our memory scripture that we learned as little kids, for God so loved the world that he gave, John 3:16, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I want to be that beacon of light in the earth that shows the love that he has shown towards me. And it's not impossible to accomplish. It's a position of selflessness. And I think if we all consider each day, what can I do to show love to those that I really care about? During the pandemic, it may have just been a phone call, a FaceTime call, a Google Duo call, because you couldn't get there, or a drive-by. Like, I'm outside your house, look out the window, let me see your face, before things started opening up.
Yeah.
But what can we do to express that love in a meaningful way? That will impact others, and then they'll trickle down and do the same for someone else. So that should be a consideration of ours each day, even if we're pouring love into our spouses or into our children, and they go out into the world and pour that same love into the world. That's how we get it to continue to spread. So action and truth. I love that, Kimberly.
Amen. Amen.
Great. Okay. Chaplain Kathy.
Amen. I like how both of them sisters just put it, because what they did, they just cut up what I'm about to say and cut it up so good, right? Not that everybody could chew it and you can swallow it now, because love is what we feel. Care is what you show based on the love that you say you have. So when you see, people, love is saying, God made me. God made all of us. Well, he made the giraffe. He made the monkey. He made the cheetah. We don't show our love for what God has done for us unless we show him something. So we have to care. There's not enough care in our love. So they can't see the love. It's opaque. It's empty. It's shadow. Amen. So I love that we were able. And I love that we were able to bring all this together. But we all care about the listeners enough that we can let them know what we have to present to them.
Yeah.
So it's the care. That care is the key element to love. Love will kill you. Love will hurt you. Love won't come home at night. Love won't fix you nothing to eat. Love won't do your laundry. Love won't pay your bills. But care. Care, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not pass but have everlasting life. I love that scripture, John 3:16. But John 3:17 says that God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but they that believeth in him might be saved. He cared about us, that even after he, I wish I had just a little help on here, that
well,
even
that's
after
why we have,
he showed
that's why
his
we
love.
Have Bible scholars. That's why we have Bible scholars here like you.
After he showed his love in John 3:16. He said, I'm going to care enough to let you know what you have to do in order to get this too. God bless you today. God bless you, missionary. The birthday celebration coming. Happy birthday to you. It's coming up for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And it be God's will. And I tell everybody, when you got some plan, you better say, if it be God's will, my body will be there. Amen.
That's right.
I look forward to doing that in celebration
yes.
with you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Kathy, for inspiring us this morning. So, missionary, this birthday celebration, I was over there. I had my little birthday reception at the St. Regis back in January, and that place is completely remodeled. I don't know if you've been over there recently.
I haven't.
It is, you won't even recognize it. You will not
All
even
right.
recognize it. It looks like one of those brand new hotels that just opened up downtown Detroit. I mean, it is
okay.
So brand new. And they kept the best staff over. They let the others go, and they kept the good ones. And I called over there, and some of the people that were helping us before are still there, still there, but it's a great looking place. They redid everything, the floors. When you walk in, it doesn't even, it's all redone. So we're excited about sticking with a hotel that has stuck by Detroit. You know, the people who run the hotel, they could have sold out, they could have moved out, but they have invested in this hotel right here in Detroit. And if you invest in Detroit, we'll invest in you. And missionary, we've had your banquet here at the St. Regis for many years now. And I remember, missionary, there were years that they relied on your banquet to survive.
That's right.
I remember right. 1 year they were waiting for your check,
mm-hmm.
because to clear so that they could keep their doors open.
Right.
I remember. They would not have made it through that year.
Truly.
If you did not have your banquet that summer, that spring.
Right.
I remember that. So the ticket,
go ahead.
The tickets are available on eventbrite.com, and I've sent out at least two or three batches of emails and text messages in the last couple of days. I'm sending out a batch every day. I was up this morning. I just sent out about 50 emails this morning. So the message is getting out there. And we also just did a promo to promote this program, and it's on connected with the promo for this program too. Missionary, let's hear from you this morning. We heard from everybody else. And we need to hear
just
from
want
the
to
lady
send
herself.
Out to the Jackson Prison, and a lot of people call me, some of the friends of mine we want to send out. And I'd like to send this out to them. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight thou in the land and field. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the design of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We must trust. I'm telling everybody that's down, out, lonely, and can't hardly make it to pay your bills on tomorrow coming and the week to come. Let's get back and trusting in the Lord, believing in him. He will direct your path. Spend some time. That goes to the to my commitment to all of y'all. We talk about God a lot, but do you spend any time with him during the day?
Yes.
When you get up in the morning, do you pray and thank God for the day? Or at night? He's always there. You don't have to call very far. Just trust in God, and he'll see you through. He'll direct your path. He'll pay your bills, and he'll do. But you got to be honest with God. God is on the main line. All you have to do, call him up, and he'll answer. I'm a witness. That's all I got to do. I'm going to be speaking at a couple of churches in a few minutes. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody for getting up this morning, even despite the fact that we lost an hour. I was wondering if it was anybody going to miss this. And there may be a couple people that didn't call in this morning that missed it because they didn't get up in time. Maybe they didn't know that the time was changing this morning, and they got
right.
caught off guard.
Yeah, they didn't see that notice. They didn't get the notice.
All right. Well, I think we all have full days today, Sunday. I know I've got a couple of appointments today, and I'm here in the studios in Southfield now. So
yeah.
What's
and our music with Sister Tona, we had Robert Gardner Church, the big turnout for
Word
the music at the Word of Truth. That's going to be at 4 o'clock next Sunday. That's the that's going to be good. Next Sunday.
Yes, yes.
At the Word of Truth,
that's
Church
right.
of God and Christ.
So we tried to keep it the same. So on Saturday at the St. Regis from 5 to 8 p.m., will be Missionary's birthday reception. It's not going to be a big grand banquet like we always do, but it will be on a much smaller scale. But you know, we're still coming out of COVID, and we're still, you know, trying to be careful. But things are getting better. And, you know, a lot of churches are back open. Churches are back open now. So, you know, let's not all get we need to come out of the basement now. We can't be hunkered down like that. We got to come out now and get back to living, to life, back to life. You all know, you heard that song before. Saturday the 19th is the birthday reception at the St. Regis from 5 to 8, and then the musical will be at Word of Truth on the Sunday at 4 p.m., hosted by Dr. Tony Booker. And what an exciting weekend. Missionary, we're back. The birthday banquets are back, and we're looking forward to it. I'm going to get a chance to talk to Judge Kenneth King. I was hoping Judge Cynthia Miller would be there. I got a note from her. She just had surgery, and she won't be able to. She sent me back a message that she won't be able to be there. But I was hoping that she would have, you know, be a part of the celebration. But we're going to catch her next time. We ran into her, you and I, at an event. Remember over on Livernois at the new, what's that place called? Good Times? Kimberly knows on Livernois on the Avenue of Fashion. It used to be 1917 American Bistro.
Yes, it did. I'm sorry, Michael, the name is escaping me. I just saw it a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I think it's called Good Times now. That's where Missionary, you and I were over there for an event, and we ran into Judge Miller. Yes. So, all right.
And we
want
to say, Reverend Robert Smith, and Bishop Charles Lester, my favorite professor, you know, I'm looking for all. They already said they were coming on next Sunday.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Sunday morning team. Thank you for those who are listening on the phone. Thank you for those who are listening online on blogtalkradio.com. God bless you. Have a great, great Sunday today.
God bless
Have
you
a great
all.
Week.
God bless all of you.
Bless you, Mother.
Yes, bless you, Missionary. See you next Sunday. See you next Saturday.
All right. Okay.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace. It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace. It was amazing, so very amazing. Amazing grace, amazing.